Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. And this is kind of a funny story. I am on the phone right now because I was on the Max the other day and I opened up my script when I was going to look at my lines before I went in for the show at Artist Rep. And I sat next to a nice guy and he looked over and he said, "Oh, are you working on a show?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm at Artist Repertory Theater doing Civil War Christmas." And he said, "Oh, I'm doing a show at the Twilight Theater Company." And I said, "Oh, Twilight Theater Company." He said, "Yeah, I'm Johnny Torres. I'm in Comfort and Joy." And I didn't know a thing about the company. And I thought, wow, that's a boner. So I learned a little bit about it. And then I connected with Dorinda Toner, who's on the phone with me right now, who's the artistic director.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. That is amazing and hysterical that you met Johnny on the Max.
I know.
I assumed you had heard about Twilight through all of our mutual friends.
Yeah, I sure hadn't. And I was so glad to have talked to him a little bit. And of course, when I came home, I looked it up online and I thought, well, gosh, this is a great company and you're doing a lot of wonderful work. And I see that you
Thanks.
Were recently named artistic director. So tell us about what you're up to over there.
Yeah, I would love to. Well, it's no fault of your own. We're really new. It's like, you know, when you haven't been to the mall in a while and you walk in and there's a new store and you're like, wait, how long have you been here?
Yes.
You know, it's sort of like that, Portland Theater. Yeah, I'm pretty new to Twilight, too. Twilight Incorporated as a nonprofit in December 23rd of 2013. So our birthday is coming up. I was not involved at that point. They did a couple shows, you know, without a home in mm-hmm. their first season. And then in February, we found a home, February of 2015, found a home in North Portland. We are on Brandon and Lombard, a few blocks up from the Paul Bunyan statue. That's a good little way to find us.
Mm-hmm.
And I auditioned for a show there because the previous artistic director and founder had emailed me on Facebook and said, "Eek, we lost an actress. Are you available?"
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so that's how I, and by the end of that show, I was asked to join the board. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And before you know it, you're running the company.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And I'm looking at your season and it's really diverse and interesting. And
thank you. I mean, it's a personal passion of mine. And it was just, serendipitous that we sort of found each other. Twilight Theater was founded by three people who, you know, theater is their passion, not their work.
Mm-hmm.
So they have regular jobs. They wanted to start a community theater that wasn't really like typical community theater fodder. You know, not that there's anything wrong with the same old chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly a place for that, especially in community theater. But, you know, there's a lot of actors in community theater with years and years and years of training and stage time that still want to be challenged, still want to speak to issues. And for me, that's a big, you know, hot button issue is I want the work that I do to spark conversation. Comfort and Joy, which is our Christmas show
mm-hmm.
that Johnny Torres is in,
right.
written by Zach Hefner. Actually, I believe it was commissioned here in Portland and did its first run here in Portland with Michael Mendelsohn in one of the title parts.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. So I don't know that it's been done since, but we wrote Jack and let him know that we're reviving it here in Portland at our little theater company. So
mm-hmm.
kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So you have auditions on a regular basis, it looks like.
We do. We have a really big season for the size of our company. We do 8 main stage shows a year.
Mm-hmm.
Most community theaters do between 3 and 5.
Right.
So it's a big season, and so we have auditions pretty much every other month
mm-hmm.
In the year. And the next round of auditions is for our March show, which is The Normal Heart by Larry Kramer.
Right. Johnny had told me about that. That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, another big issue play. Not that every show that Twilight does is a big issue play, but, you know, we do, our tagline is Entertainment with Edge. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to, again, be that little voice in our community that sparks conversation.
How are you addressing the conversations? Do a lot of talkbacks, or is there time for audience to meet up before or after, or how do you support that kind of conversation outside of the play itself?
Great question. Yes, we're looking at doing more talkbacks. We have done a couple. We did a Steve Coker play last season where he's a local playwright. We invited him in to do a talkback. And for The Normal Heart, we've applied for a grant, which we're hoping to get, which we can have some sign interpretation for the show. Mm. And then potentially doing an in-repertory staged reading of a companion piece with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have opportunities for our audiences to just hang around in the lobby. Most of the time our actors come out and meet and greet, and as artistic director, you know, I'm also there chatting with our people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, it's a small, friendly little theater, although we've grown exponentially in the last year. I think that answers the question.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot, really, about how like-minded people can meet up and have an opportunity to talk, especially right now in this political climate where I think it's a good place to be together with people and, you know, think and talk together.
We also do, since I came on board, we started doing a monthly script reading. We just use the boardroom in our building. We have a great relationship with our landlord, and I pick a play every month, and we get together on the first Monday, open to the community, and it's basically that. It's a facilitate. We do a table read, and then there's a facilitated discussion, just to sort of open up those lines. And initially, I thought we would just get, you know, actors
mm-hmm.
who wanted a chance to read a play together, which is a lot of fun. But actually, we've had community members and patrons and actors. It's been a real nice mix of people. Which is a good representation of Twilight in our community, I think.
Nice. And can they find out about those upcoming readings on the website?
They sure can. And also our Facebook page, which is Twilight Theater Company.
Oh, great. On Facebook.
Yes.
And the website, just so you know, is www.twilighttheatercompany.org. And it's theater with an E-R. So twilighttheatercompany.org. And there's lots of information here about what's coming up and auditions and news about the plays and so on.
Yes.
Yeah. So, now, what are you directing in the upcoming season?
At Twilight, I am directing the Christmas show, which is every Christmas story ever told and then some.
Mm.
And it is a Michael Carlton, John Alvarez, Will Knapp. It's the same group of writers who did Shakespeare Abridged.
Mm.
And it's in the same vein. It's a three-person show, and they literally tell every Christmas story ever.
Oh, that's great.
It's very fast-paced.
Kind of irreverent?
Very irreverent, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's going to be in 2018?
Yes. Great. Well, 2017.
Oh, 2017. 2017-2018 season. This is 2016. I've got this now, these whole dates.
It's 2016.
Dorinda and I were...
For a little while longer, anyway.
Oh, great. Dorinda and I were supposed to meet in person, but today has been the second part of the crazy snowstorm, so we're via phone, hence the not-so-terrific sound quality right now. But thanks for bearing with us. Yeah.
Snow apocalypse.
Yeah. And you said that it's icy and snowy at your place too, right?
It is, and I feel a little embarrassed because I'm Canadian and grew up in Canada, so anytime I don't drive in the snow, I feel like I'm betraying myself a little, but I was glad not to drive.
Yeah, yes, it's rare. It's rare. I mean, I think my husband has missed work maybe two times in his entire career, and he was staying home this morning because we could not drive down our hill. And it looks like in a couple of hours I'll be able to get to the show tonight. But it's did you have to cancel yesterday?
You know, we didn't have a show last night, so we didn't have it canceled. It was just a pickup rehearsal, but we're on tonight,
Oh,
so that's,
great. And then you are running through the 17th, it looks like.
correct.
That's great. So people have got another whole weekend to see it because this should be up on Monday.
Great,
Yeah.
yes, weekend and next, yeah.
What are the shows next season that you're really mostly looking forward to?
Oh, there's so many. We're starting off our season with Streetcar Named Desire, which is fun, and then The Normal Heart, which I mentioned.
And these shows, are they fully cast already or?
Just the first one, and like I said, we hold our auditions every couple of months rather than as a season audition, you know how some of the bigger theaters do. And then Five Women Wearing the Same Dress by Alan Ball. Kind of a fun throwback. All five women in a bedroom, all in the same bridesmaid's dress, and none of them particularly like the bride. So that's fun. And then we've got Neil Simon, we're doing Rumors.
Oh,
And
great.
then RX by Kate Fodor, which is a newer work. Sort of tackling big pharma, which is fun. Should be interesting. And then we are doing Hot and Throbbing in August. That's a Paula Vogel. I think some listeners would know her name from How I Learned to Drive.
Right, and so she wrote Civil War Christmas also.
Yes, she did. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I just was reading a little bit about that play. How do you choose your plays?
One obviously aspect is the whole what sparks conversation, what applies to the world around us, and how I think theater can help start conversations that I think people need to have. But I also choose for the time of year, and I have a season theme. This year coming in was a big year of transition for us, having a new artistic director and being in a new space. And so our season 2017 theme is Connection, and it's exploring the invisible ties that bind people to each other, to places, to things, to memories. And it's a pretty broad scope, but it allowed submitting directors to give me all kinds of good stuff. And I had a short list going in of things I wanted to talk about too.
That's interesting. You also have directorial auditions, I would venture, or people submit to you if they're interested in directing a play?
Correct. We'll be opening up submissions in January, and we'll publish that on our website. We'd like to get to a place where we're doing new works as well, but we don't really want to be in competition with Fertile Ground Festival. We've hosted for Fertile Ground before, and it's been very rewarding. So I will put together, a theme, which I have, but I won't let you in on yet. And then we'll ask directors to submit what they're passionate about that they think fits within that sort of broad scope. And then I narrow it down to what I think best represents Twilight and what we're trying to say.
What's your ticket price?
Ticket prices are $18 online starting 2017 and 20 at the door.
Oh, great. That's affordable. Are there any discounts that people might want to avail themselves of?
Yes, there sure are. We have a senior and student pricing, which is $15 or $16 at the door. And then we also have a pay what you will Thursday night. Every Thursday night is pay what you will. And because we want people to be able to see theater, we also offer a volunteer position. So we have a sign up link on our website and on our Facebook page. So if you want to come in and serve coffee or greet people at the door, you can see the show for free.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's important. We think it's important that everyone has a chance to see theater.
So there are a lot of fun places, I bet, to have dinner before you go and stuff. If you were going to have an evening out and try out the Twilight Theater, where would you recommend to go to dinner?
Great question. We are right off the cusp of Arbor Lodge and Kenton. We are part of the Kenton Business Association. So my favorite places are right down on Denver Ave, and I would recommend Swift and Union. They are great little sort of gastro pub-ish place.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple blocks down from that is Pizza Fino, and that's a little family-run thin crust pizza place. They also have great roasted veg and lots of vegan options there, which is great.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, those are the two that I highly recommend because they're the places I like to go.
How long is your rehearsal period for shows there?
Very short for community theater. It is 4 weeks of rehearsal plus tech week, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We try to have a read-through a little bit in advance so people have their scripts ahead of time and can get comfortable with them. And generally, I like to give my directors a lot of autonomy. So whatever they choose, you know, some really want their actors off script. Some are a little more lenient. Mm. So, yeah.
Have you, I'm sure you go to lots of theater in town and all sorts of other arts activities. Is there something in particular you've done recently that's really stayed with you?
Well, for my day job, I contract myself out as a director. So what I'm really looking forward to is I'm actually opening a Christmas show this night, tonight.
Mm.
It's a fundraiser at MCC, Portland, on Broadway and 24th, so I'm excited about that. I recently saw some Christmas shows. I think Heart Theater out in Hillsboro is doing a lot of fun stuff. Their show was really enjoyable and very family-friendly, if that's important to people.
That's called Heart Theater.
Heart, yeah, Hillsboro Artist Rest Theater.
Oh, great. I'll look that up and put their website on this podcast because that's another theater I haven't heard of, for heaven's sake.
I always say Portland, theater is infinite in Portland. There are so many, and we're all so interconnected, and it's a lot of fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun, and it's good to see what's going on and also for us to be in each other's places so that we can see what's going on, support each other, and then, you know, join together.
Yes, agreed. And especially now, I think, in our political climate, more than ever, you know, we need to, as artists, be setting aside differences and focusing on lifting each other up and doing work that's important. And I think our audiences need us more than ever.
Yeah, I agree. We had a music event on Tuesday at Artist Rep that was very bonding and exciting. And I know we've got Piano Bar coming up on Saturday. And I hope that more theater companies will come to Piano Bar and sing or just hang out and be with other artists. It's Piano Bar, late night Piano Bars at Artist Rep on Saturday night after Civil War Christmas goes down, so around 9:45 p.m. I don't know if you've ever worked with Mont Chris Hubbard.
I know Mont Chris, yes. We haven't worked together in a show, but we know each other.
Yes, he's just out of this world, and he can play anything.
Phenomenal.
And if any of your actors from Comfort and Joy like to sing, have them come over and sing some songs, and then they can also talk about the play. You know, there's usually quite a lot of young people there, and it's really a lot of fun.
That's a great idea, and I love Mont. Mont Chris is terrific.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, well, wonderful. So you got some fun holiday traditions. Are you going to stay in town?
I am going to stay in town. Usually I host an open house at my place because my husband is a saint.
Mm-hmm.
And we get between 40 and 75, mostly theater people, through in the evening. We do a white elephant. We sing carols. You know my husband, Eric. He's played guitar in a couple of your shows, I think.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I did not put that together. Oh, my gosh. He's amazing.
Yeah. Eric, he just finished playing what was it? A Little Shop at PCS. That
yes.
was phenomenal. So much fun.
He
Great
played
show.
Next to Normal.
He did, yes. Yeah.
Oh, for heaven. Oh, my gosh. That's what a small world. I mean, seriously, that I met Johnny on the Max that, you know, I mean, wow.
It is. Well, you know, you come across so many people. I don't know how you would keep them all straight, but.
Yeah, but, you know, I always think of the theater world is so connected. I always think, oh, yes, I'm completely aware of what's going on. But obviously, there are several things lately that have really kind of given me a little pinch. Like, hey, okay, come on, keep opening your doors because there's a lot going on out here that, you know, is great to talk about and see, you know, point people in the direction to see things all over the place.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, Eric pulls out his guitar, and we have other friends who are musicians. Sometimes we have a piano or bass or cello or flute or lap steel. And so we just kind of all cram into our little living room and we sing carols and do a white elephant, and it's a good time. And it's become a tradition. We're going on, I think, 9 years now.
Oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, when you are in a different country and you don't have family, it sort of started like this idea of who else is in this position, you know, that would like to have other people or celebrate Christmas not alone. And so that was my brainchild, and it's grown from about a dozen people, so like I said, sometimes up to 75. So, yeah, we just opened the whole house.
Theater helps you create your own family in many ways. And obviously you're nurturing a beautiful theater there at Twilight, and you also gravitate to the same thing at home with your husband. And I just think that's a beautiful spirit that obviously you have of connecting people and making home.
Thank you. That's what it's all about for me. It's about doing good work and connecting with people and just, you know, like I said, just feeding that artistic soul that we all have inside us. Even us, those non-creative people still, I believe, have it too. And it's really up to us creative types to continue that good work. You know, we don't have the artists living in towers being paid for by the rich anymore, you know, like we had way back in the olden days. It's really on the ground floor and in our own communities and in our own homes. And that's really important to me. So,
yeah, it's important to me too. And even as you talk about it, I realize that, as you said, a lot of people don't have the wherewithal, or maybe not the wherewithal, but they don't have the place where they feel that they are able to create. But I've always thought that part of my job is to be in the world to show a creative spirit that can really bleed over into every area, you know, no matter what you do, that creative spirit, no matter what job you have, to think out of the box and take risks. And that's the kind of stuff that we can share at talkbacks and, you know, at piano bar or concerts where we are and have people talking about how they do what they do and why they do what they do. And it seems to light a fire in people. Really, it's quite nice.
It is. And every day, it's just such a, I think it's such a privilege to be an artist. So I feel very lucky to be able to work in the way that I do and have the connections that I have. And you know, when I first moved to this country, I could not take a paying job because I was living on my husband's visa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had gone from, you know, being a paid actor to not being able to do theater. And it was sort of devastating. And my husband said, go work at the community theaters. They need people who know what they're doing. They need people with degrees. And see if you can make a difference. Mm. And I've really fallen in love with the whole camaraderie, family, like you said, Susanna. Just that whole notion of being in a place where it's so welcoming, so open. You know, retirees can come in who've always had this little dream of being on stage, or the teenagers can come in and say, I want to help. And, you know, we all chip in to build our own sets and we all help advertise our own shows, and we meet people on the Max and we talk about it because it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really unique and really friendly, wonderful, creative environment. And I just love it. I'm so glad I was in that circumstance.
Yes, so. It sounds as though you've really found your place, you know, to be able to head up an organization that's offering those types of things sounds incredibly rewarding. And I can't wait to see some of your work.
Can't wait to have you there.
Yeah. What's the next play?
The next play is Streetcar Named Desire.
Right, you said.
It opens February 3rd.
Okay, great.
And runs through the 17th, I believe. So.
Right. And who's directing that?
Tony Bump. He's a Vancouver resident. He's been directing in the Portland area for about 35 or 40 years, most in the community theater scene.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant musician and actor. I've worked with him before. I just adore him. He's incredibly talented.
Well, it's so much fun to hear all these new names and new companies in town. And if there are people who you think would enjoy Piano Bar, have them come and hang out so we can all meet, you know. It would be really fun to do that. Or maybe we can come up with another kind of meeting in early 2017.
That would be fantastic. I look forward to it so much.
Yeah, me too, Dorinda. Thanks so much for talking to me today by phone.
You bet. And I'm just so glad that Johnny ran into you and we got to reconnect. And I'll let Eric know that you say hi.
Oh, surely do. I just think the world of him. He's such an incredible musician and a wonderful person.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell Johnny hi for me, too. He was so sweet. The Max was packed and was just really fun talking to him.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And thank you for your work in Artslandia. It's so appreciated.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's interesting. I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. And I really am enjoying it. And my hope, of course, is just to get people excited about going to see art and, you know, making connections with artists for the very reason that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great life.
Yeah, so. It really can be. It's somewhat chaotic sometimes. And, everybody's life is like that, but, it's when it is working, it is very, very rewarding and exquisite.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
And I hope we catch up in person real soon.
Yes, me too. Bye, Dorinda.
Bye.
Bye.